in Norway is to have a low threshold for giving assistance to possible victims of trafficking. So we ask outreach workers, the police, civil society, social workers, to look for signs that the person might be a victim of human trafficking and refer this person to either a shelter or to civil society groups that we fund so that they might provide assistance. We do have the possibility of seeking to applying for a what we call a reflection period, that is, if you are a foreign citizen and with no legal right to stay in Norway, you can obtain this legal right by applying to the Directorate of Immigration, stating that you are a victim of trafficking, and they will again have a low threshold consideration of this and give you 6 months reflection period if they find conditions for that. In this way, we are able to assist a large number of victims, even without them being involved in any police investigations. If they are involved in police investigations, the police themselves might apply for a right for them to stay, and they might also be given a permanent right to of residence in Norway. And of course, if there's a criminal case and someone is convicted of human trafficking with them as victims, the criminal court will have assessed them as victims, and that's sort of as far as you can go. Then you will have you will not have specific rights, because the rights you are given underway. You are given free legal counsel for a certain number of hours, and so on. So this is the system we have. It's informal. It works in some ways, but there are, of course, weaknesses to this as well. There was also questions concerning the missing children and with no information that they are victims of crime, and questions about international cooperation. Children missing from reception centres, children who choose to leave reception centres can do so. It is voluntary to stay at care centres or reception centres, and while children are there, they are under the care and responsibility of the Norwegian state, and they will get they will have various care given to them, and we can also talk about measures to prevent them from leaving tomorrow under other articles. But if they disappear under circumstances where we believe they might have been groomed by criminal gangs, they are on their way to other countries maybe with identified people, of course, we will transfer this information to partners in law enforcement in other countries with a view for them to check conditions for the child and maybe place the child under the care of welfare authorities if the conditions are met for that. But the problem is, of course, that only in exceptional circumstances can we keep children under lock for a short period. If there are strong reasons to believe that they are victims of trafficking at the point when they arrive in Norway or later, they can be transferred to secure child welfare institutions, but this nearly never happens, because there are very strict conditions before this is possible. So this is sort of the dilemma we face. It's a voluntary to stay in the reception centers, and when children leave, they are technically speaking no longer directly under the care of the Norwegian authorities, and even though we often wish to know where they have gone, we can't ask other countries to return them to Norway as such if they don't wish to do this themselves. So this is a dreadful situation concerning these children who are in very, very difficult migration circumstances, traveling around Europe or the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan, including for highlighting the dilemmas. Then the next question we had was on the two commissions. Firstly, on the outcome of the Public Committee on Roma Children, and indeed the pertinent question, what is being